Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I'm really excited today because we've got somebody that I've been trying to catch up with, and every time I get to see her, we just have a ball. And I'm telling you, this woman is full of energy, full of life, and just full of all the good things that you have come to learn, especially if you're dealing with P4P athletes. I noticed that a lot of us come from the same mold, if not the same place, and it's pretty neat and cool to meet somebody that shares your drive and your passion, and is just ready to go basically all the time. And without further ado, I'll let her introduce herself. But first, I'll introduce you to Nikki D'Angelo. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for the introduction. That was wonderful.
That's not a problem. It is who you are, so I'm happy with it. Now, for the people that don't know you, please give us a little bit about your background.
Sure, definitely. Nikki D'Angelo, and I'm the owner of Infinity Athletics. I do so much there. I do fitness consulting for people nationwide, coaching for people nationwide, meal designing, fitness designing, meal prepping. There's just so much that we do at my studio, and I don't know where to start. I mean, I'm WMBS, Misfit Body Pro. I picked up a new hobby as well. I do Muay Thai, which is really a lot of fun. Sure does get a lot of aggression out, I guess.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I'm a New York Strength ambassador, so I go around and I help people as far as consulting. And my teacher, Dr. Jack Barnson, helps me with that. There's a lot. My studio is an ISSA Learning Center. Obviously, I'm a P4P athlete. Hello. That's why we're here. so there's a little bio for you.
Yeah, but there's so much that you do and are engaged in. And one of the things that I'm really happy to say is that you're one of the most supportive people that I know, because there hasn't been a venue or an event where I haven't been there and seen you there, you know, basically just pitching in whatever you can do. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I definitely like to stay busy and I like traveling. So whenever there's an opportunity to come up to, you know, support the competitors for the shows or whatever event it is, I like to be there because it's kind of where I directed my business is the coaching and the consulting aspect of it. It's just seeing other people there because they're scared, you know, whether they're going to be on stage or whatever, and just to be their support or just to tell them about, you know, P4P and what we do there too. It's a lot of fun. And I have seen you at so many events, haven't I? Gosh, now that I'm thinking about it. Oh my gosh. Well, you're there too, you know. I love getting people ready for the stage. I've been doing it for a number of years, and you know, being a competitor myself, I understand the fear, the anxiety, being nervous, the you know, not knowing anybody there, and I kind of like being that little bit of sunshine and that little bit of peace of mind for my competitors. And almost like a family reunion, too, when you go to shows and events because you see so many people that you run into and you're like, hey, how's it going? It's nice.
Well, you know, honestly, it as a competitor, as somebody that's been on both sides, it makes a big difference. And when you have that person that can bikini bite you, that can do all the things that, you know, the things that you can forget. And we do. I mean, as much as we like to think we've got it all hands down, there's always that one thing we've missed. And to have that brain on the side before it's stage time to get you, hey, did you do such and such? Or did you do this and that? It makes a world of difference, and it changes the atmosphere and the outlook of a show. And so, you know,
really
when you have somebody that's basically living what they're doing and doing what they're living, that makes a mild of difference. Because one of the things, when you're at the show, you get to see all the little things every time you're there that if a person isn't there, they might tend to forget if they're a coach or a nutritionist or whatever, that, you know, the things that are basically just everyday for us kind of get swept to the side by people that don't make a habit of being around that atmosphere.
You got it. Oh, yeah, I mean, down to the nitty-gritty. Whenever I get any kind of new competitor in and they get their checklist for the week of the show and what they need the day of the show, and they're like, wow, I never would have thought of that. Or when I'm there and they're like, you know, something drastic happens to their suit or whatever, and here comes my little sewing kit out, you know, here to fix it. Or like you said, the bikini bite or fixing the tan. And for one thing, all modesty is lost when you do a show. So I can't tell you how many tans I have fixed, and they're like, I'm so sorry that you have to do this. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's my job.
Right?
I'm here to make sure that you are taken care of.
And
whether you're male or female, it happens.
Exactly. And you know, I'm thankful because I probably would have had stage fright and culture shock if I hadn't done some modeling back in my youth, to where those inhibitions have to be cast aside. Because, you know, I think especially when you're a true competitor, you really want everyone at their best, and male or female, like you said, and to be able to say, look, this has to happen, or you don't look like the person you think you're supposed to look like.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the truth. It really is. I mean, I've come down to some of my competitors, too, that just weren't quite ready for it. And they're like, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, I think we should wait to the next one. You know, but, yeah, you want to bring your A game when you're competing and having fun with it. Instead of just going up and being like, well, you know, I kind of did it.
Right?
You want to go up there and show everybody that you've worked so hard for 16, 12, however many weeks it's been, and you are bringing your best, and you are showing off your best, and you have everything down to a T. You know, your walk, your smile, your tan, your suit, your hair, your makeup, your shoes. I mean, it's not that expensive for the guys, but you know what I'm going for.
You know, it's so many things that are happening with P4P, and I was, you know, like when they were talking about everything that was going to happen, and they showed me this little flyer with you on it, and you know, how did that come about?
Are you talking about the magazine?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been competing for bodybuilding for about 8 years, and I kind of made my passion, my hobby, part of my career, and I wanted to do something for myself again that I didn't have any clients that I was helping in. So I contacted one of my friends. He's an awesome coach for fighting, and I started getting into the fighting part of it. So the Muay Thai, that's that picture that you see of me kicking the bag there. just kind of got into that. And I've always, for whatever reason, and I think it might be my tattoos on my arms, but everyone's always asked me before I started this if I was a fighter. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. Well, now I'm a fighter.
And you are.
But I'm still a lover.
Yes.
I absolutely love the fighting part of it. I did
my first fight about a year ago, and it was so much fun, such a thrill. And now I'm training for it, and I can't believe I'm actually going to say this to where it's live. I'm training to do a tournament, kickboxing tournament, in Vegas in July.
Oh, wow.
I know.
It's a good place to go.
It's a good
place to go.
Really exciting. Yeah.
Well, you know, I can tell you that I had done tournaments like in California for a lot of years, and they were fun. But when we had this big, great thing they had in Vegas, I'm telling you, it's so many, they come up with so many ideas in those places.
Mm-hmm.
Like the matches didn't even matter. Like when I got third place, I'm like, this is just icing on the cake, because after all the fights we had, and just the way they had it set up, the venue, the you know, these were the things that just blew my mind away, because I was so used to the high school arena. You go in, there's mats on the floor, and you do your thing, and you go home with the trophy or not. And then you get to Vegas, and everything's flashy. So I'm telling you, you really got you really picked a good place to go if you want to see the best of everything.
Well, I figure if I'm going to step up my game, I might as well step up my game big time.
I would say
no. I'm looking forward to it. I feel as a female and being in the industry, and I've got a wonderful coach and wonderful teammates that are cheering me along and that are actually helping me with this. I've picked up a lot of great skill and technique just recently, and I've still got 6 months to go, but it's so much fun. People are like, oh, dude, your face, what happens if you get hit in the face and something happens to your face? Nothing's going to happen to my face, and that's what plastic surgery is for. It's quite all right. It's fine.
Well, you know, honestly, it's a lot of people that talk tough turkey, and it's so funny because, like, when they get hit, you can watch somebody either get into the fight. I want to get out of it real quick. So, you know, the fact that you've already done it lets me know, well, I know your heart, so that's not an issue. But I just enjoy it. And when I hear guys talking about all this stuff that they're going to do, and, you know, they're going to be the next MMA fighter, prize fighter. And I'm like, you know, you talk about Rousey. I said, but the lady got in there. Even when she got hit, she held her own. And,
And she's a wonderful fighter.
Yes. Yes, she is. And I said, for you to get hit once means nothing. I said, I don't know anybody that hasn't been challenged in their life. And I'm sure, you know, with so many hats that you wear, you can speak about many.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's true, too. You know, being in the ring and sparring is two totally different things. It's when I had practice compared to when I had actually fought, I felt great going up into it. And then the time that I fought, you just feel that adrenaline just dump on you, and you're like, whoa. And being in the ring, it was so much different. You know, that I think that's one of those hats that you're, you know, talking about. You can train and train and train, but yeah, once, I don't even want to say fear, but fear, anxiety, whether it's good or whether it's bad, that energy that you're feeling, it's
yes.
Neither call the fight or it can't call the fight. And same thing when you step on stage, too. Everybody is nervous. It's how you expend that energy either into a positive or to a negative on what your outcome will be. And it's so fun, isn't it, as a competitor? Ugh.
Yes.
I love it. I'm thinking about
it. It's everything that's freedom, and I can't express it any other way. Because I said, until people have been to that point, they're living in fear. And then when they get to the next step, it's freedom. And I said, if you get hit, so what? If you lose, so what? Mm. The fact you saw those guards and said, this is going to happen, is what makes those moments special.
Yes, I completely agree. Absolutely agree. And the freedom, that's one of the things that my teacher, Dr. Zach, because he talks about too. Fitness equals freedom. You know, so
yes.
You're never really alive until you personally experience what someone's trying to tell you. So what we're talking about right now, and someone's listening, they're never really going to feel that until they experience it for themselves. You know, they might have that adrenaline to want to do it, but until you do it, it's amazing. I remember the first time I did my show, my very first show, people were asking me, they're like, well, how was it? I'm like, I'm addicted. I can't help it, but now I'm in. I'm sucked in. It's awesome. It's this wonderful feeling.
Right.
You get up there and you're just like, yes, this is what I've been prepping for. This is that whole love-hate relationship, all those times that I was cursing myself for not being able to have pizza, and it's so worth it. And then I had pizza after the show.
And nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the reward for all. Yeah, the sacrifice and the dedication. It's like we can say what we know because we do it, but it's such a difference when you have those moments, that real life moment where it's actually going down, I guess the best way to say it. And you know it's happening right now, and, you know, come hell or high water. And that's where the freedom happens, because you have to put all of that away in a span of 5 seconds.
Yes, exactly. It's empowering, you know. You feel great. Like, you can really have that kind of sensation with something that you really get, you know, with a career or just kind of everyday activities. It's that adult competitiveness, I guess.
Yes. It's the adult playground. Because you figure you learn outside objects as a child, and that expands your reality. And then as you grow, you have to learn your inside playground and expand your mentality. And these things increase everyone around you, because as you get to play around with who you are and learn, they get to understand you better and see how they can grow.
You got it. Without a doubt.
Yeah, so when you're out there kicking butt, we get to see our girl doing her thing in her environment, and that challenges us to be better. I mean, like, you do so much, and I'm telling you, it's just a joy to talk to you, because there's so many things that you bring into your life to help others, and I think that's great. But the fact that you're actually excelling at it lets you know what you're doing. You're not just playing around with it. This is something you really believe in.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely my way of life, certainly. You know, I just don't leave the gym or leave my studio or leave my clients and then go home and now I'm a totally different person. It's my way of life. I always tell all my clients, I'm like, you can always get a hold of me, text me, call me. This is what I do. This is what I my passion. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
No, I'm dead serious when I say it. I really enjoy it. When I know you're going to be there, I said, it's going to be a fun day. I don't care. Like, you figure, okay, a good example is the Lou show. And I've been basically working all day and hit the road with an 8-hour drive. So basically, I'm up for 24 hours, and it's time to compete. And I'm saying, you know, come hell or high water, this is going to happen. And then I get there, and you're there, and we start laughing and joking, and I forget that I had been up for 24 hours.
Oh, my God. We were laughing so hard, too. My stomach hurt so bad.
But if you think about that, you didn't know those things going in. You were just being you. And that's what I'm talking about, because that changes everything. If you didn't know if I was having a bad day or not, it didn't matter. You were with me, and we were going to have, and this is how the day is. And that means so much to a competitor and a friend. So thank you, but also just a reminder that when I'm saying the things that you're doing changes people for the better. And I know when you start your own podcast, it's going to change people because you have that personality. You can grow people's minds.
Podcast. I think they're going to be fun.
Yes. And I know you're going to be awesome at it, because it's just something you excel at. So it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Well, I feel like you just tied a cape around me and I'm ready to fly. Let's do this.
What I'm telling you is that basically we've been holding hands and you are already flying.
Awesome. I've always wanted to fly.
Yes. And I'm sure you'll be doing something and we'll be like, yep, if anybody had to, it would be her.
Well, I figure, you know, you might as well try it at least once, right? Maybe twice just to make sure.
Exactly. And, you know, the first time people told me, well, you know, I used to jump out of airplanes in the military, so that wasn't, that fear was gone. But the bungee jumping thing, that was my, this is nuts kind of moment, because I said, and, you know, I used to joke about it. I said, you know, all these white guys on a plane, and I'm the one jumping off on a bungee cord, and it'll be me, because, you know, I hear all my family, do better. And I said, I'll be the one in the wheelchair. So, you know, you can almost hear Kevin Hart and everybody else in the background with 5,000 different kind of jokes about how I got hurt and how I knew better. But I did it anyway, you know. It's like, it's just,
why not?
Say, well, I got to do it. I got to know.
Yes. Yes, I'm very curious. I definitely have to know. And I like to experience it for myself. And
yes.
Get out there to do things and then to tell people about my experience and my knowledge and how fun it is or how fun it may not have been, but why not try it again?
Exactly. But this is what I'm saying, because you're so willing to open that door. I think you basically just took the hinges off and said it's an open space.
Yeah, we don't need no stinking doors.
Right?
Yes.
Well, now, I got to ask, because you've got such a diverse background in everything, where did all of this start? When did D'Angelo become the D'Angelo?
Man, you know, I think I'd have to give that credit to my parents. They have always kept me in sports. My mom always cooked very healthy meals, and so I was always, like, nutrition conscious when growing up and everything. Getting into my actual field, I was working desk jobs, and I have a lot of energy, and those desk jobs were just really hard to keep me there. So I took my hobby and my passion as far as, you know, working out and being fit and made it my career. I went to get certified through the ISSA, started doing continuing education courses with Dr. Jack through New York Strength, and opened up my own business. I worked for a couple little fitness facilities prior to having my own facility, and it just kind of boomed from there. It was wonderful. I was very, very fortunate, had great clientele to begin with. I didn't do any advertising and just kind of did my thing and helped people, and it's just, it's blossomed tremendously. I've been doing it for almost 10 years now.
And you're quite good. I still got to get up there. We still got to get
all
that.
All fell into place. I'm sorry.
Yes, it did. No, it's okay. What I'm saying is I still got to get up there and get my Midwest Muscle interview so we can show the people what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, because my fighting gym is only about a couple of blocks from my studio, too. So do maybe one at each or something? I don't know. That'd be awesome, though.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I know, like I said, I know when I get up there, it's going to be a ball. So it's quite all right.
It will be. Yes. It most certainly will be. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yes. Now,
as long as I don't
show
in front of the camera.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That sometimes happens. I get a little camera shy.
Yeah, just don't punch me, and we're good.
No, I'll try not to, but it won't be intentional if I do, just so you know.
I bruise easy.
All right, good.
Now, okay, what one of the things that people always want to know is how, especially since you come, like I said, you cover a lot of arenas and you wear a lot of hats. How do you go from fight mode to fit mode and compete on stage?
You know, for me, I feel like that's pretty easy. I never really come off of the unhealthy track to begin with. Yes, I am human. Yes, I still eat normal food, quote unquote normal food. Yes, I have junk food every now and then. But I never fall off the wagon completely. I'm always staying with a nutritional program. I'm always staying with a fitness program. I might take a week off here or there. But once I know that I'm either going to do a show or I'm going to fight, I just kind of put those side blinders up and I'm like, okay, this is it. This is what you're doing.
You have to get, down the road and that's happened.
I'm human. But I guess where there's a will, there's a way. And being that competitor, I'm extremely competitive. So if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I try and put my whole heart into it. Yeah, my timing might not always be there, but my heart is there with it. So even when I'm not at the gym, I'm at least with my nutrition. If I'm not on my nutrition, I'm at least with the gym. When I've got them both, I'm unstoppable. And, I keep positive people around me, too. I try not to involve myself with, I don't want to say the negative naysayers, but ones that are not competitors or that don't quite understand the lifestyle of it. So I try not to intermix my lifestyle at that time with those individuals. Not to say I don't love those individuals, but I still do. But it's just, those are the ones that will kind of steer me off the track and I want to stay on the track. But I try and keep good positive influences in my life. And that helps a lot. Having friends, family, my dog, I'm looking at her right now. She's there for me. She likes it when I do a show or fight because I'm home often.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Now, since you're going to, that's a perfect segue to talking about JB, Joe, and Chad about being positive people because I swear, some of the times people are talking, and I can almost go back to, me and JB were talking about that, or me and Joe were talking about that, or me and Chad were talking about that. You can go to all three, and there's something, they're all passionate. That's a given. But when they speak, you can hear the passion in what they're saying, and the fact that they live it makes it even better because I think one of the most exciting, and this is just a gym rat and a guy that's taken crappy supplements for a long time. But I was almost jumping for joy when they said they weren't going to dilute the product. They were going to keep it as pure as possible, and they would eat the cost because they wanted the natural competitors to have good supplements, not fillers. With the knowledge I have now, I mean, I can't even express how much that meant. For somebody that's a layman that doesn't understand what I just said, it'll be water under the bridge. But for somebody that's had to take a crappy supplement thinking they were taking something that was going to make them better, oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
I completely agree with you, too, on that. Because when those guys first came to me, I still remember the first time that they called me. I was standing in my parents' basement. We had had some people over, and they wanted to meet with me. And I was completely, at my facility, anti-supplement, period. Any of my clients asked me about it, I'm like, no, you will get everything from your food. And they called me, and I was like, I almost said no to them coming in, but I'm like, no. The person that they referred them to me was kind of in the same boat that I was as far as thoughts and feelings on supplements. And if that person had referred them, then I knew that I needed to give them a shot. And then when they came in, yes, that passion and that drive and listening to them and how they were making the product and what they were doing and how they were doing it for natural athletes, for us to have something safe and that was effective too and that wasn't dangerous to us, it totally blew my mind. And this is, out of the 10 years that I've been doing it, the first and only time that I've ever recommended a product. And
yes,
I actually believe in their product, and I like their product, and they taste good because I've tasted some of those other ones, and they taste like they're just, I don't even know what they taste like. They taste horrible. They taste like chalk.
Yes.
You can taste the chemicals in them. You can taste the preservatives in them. It's just, it's I'm sorry, but if we're doing this for fun, why are we ingesting things that are not fun?
Right? Exactly.
And most of those
you really
are
got
not
to ask
fun.
Yourself. And I said, the people are, I said, now supplementation has gotten so much better that the people are spoiled. Because if they would only know, like a gym rat's lifestyle in the beginning, it was basically chalk, dirt, and toilet time. And that's saying it for life.
that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm.
And then to have products that basically you can finish your workout after you take was mind-blowing. I've said this. It's a shameless plug, but I don't care because they're taking care of the people they promised to take care of.
Yes, they are, and it's wonderful. It's like a family. Being with those guys, and you can see them for 2, 3, 4 months, and you see them, and like you just saw them yesterday. I mean, they're great. Like you said, they're passionate. Everything about them, you feel good around them. You know that you can trust them. You know you can trust their products. They're not fake. They're not trying to sell you on something. They want their competitors to be a family, and that's exactly what they're creating, is this big family camaraderie nationwide, actually worldwide. You know, we've got people all over. It's awesome. And then you get to watch these people on the social media as they get to have their freedom of doing whatever sport that they're doing, because now they're expanded into so many other sports too. It's incredible watching, even some of these teens to adults to seniors. Such a vast variety. And they're doing it for the people. They're not really doing it for the product. They're doing it for the people.
Yeah.
It's like a bonus.
Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that, that's almost like a side project of who they really are, the fact that they would address it so well lets me know that everything matters.
Yeah, everything. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I mean, I was so thankful that I told myself to let them come and tell me everything about, give me their spiel, I guess you could say. But it wasn't even a spiel. It was just letting their passion out and telling me what they were going to be doing and knowing that, because I was there, like, almost in the beginning and hearing it and now seeing that their vision, their mission is now becoming a reality, and it's so cool to be a part of it, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
how do we get so lucky?
I got to ask myself that, because I said it's almost like when you talk to people, you sound too giddy, and they're like, okay, come on. There's no way. I said, yeah. And it's not a state. I said, the one thing I promised God and myself is that I would never be a salesman. And I say that because I wanted my heart to be in everything that I did.
Yeah.
Everything I do,
I
shouldn't have. It should be me telling you about the things that I love. And when they
I completely agree with you.
Yes. And so when they came and were saying what they were saying, I'm like, okay, what's the catch? And, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for the ball to drop so I can go, there you go.
Right?
It never happened. So I was like, what?
No, it never will. And I completely agree with you. That's kind of how I was, too. And I was like, okay, what's the catch? But there's no catch with it. It's just, it's real, and it's something that is not offered anywhere else for anywhere.
Yeah, and the opportunities that we're given, even this show, you think about that. Who sponsors somebody and says, hey, we'd like you to spread the word about natural lifestyle? Come on. I said, of course I'll do it. Of course. I said, because it's something I love to do. But so they see that, and they're saying, all right, well, go ahead. We'll give you the foundation to make that happen. On the natural side? On the natural side? Are you serious? What?
Yeah.
Come
on, the incentives that they give for their athletes is just amazing, too.
Yes. And yeah, I said, he JB really lives up to that slogan of his, don't trust me, trust my hustle. I said, because
he's putting his hands, he's putting his mind,
everything there. Yes. You got to love it.
You do, because he does. It's so true. Trust my hustle. Okay. Because it's happening, right, man.
Exactly. And like you said, it's not a steal. Even on the radio, look at what you do. You got me grinning like nobody's business.
Sorry, my dad.
I'm really excited for you. I know you're going to do well. And I'm really glad that we got to do this, because it's been a moment in coming, because you are a busy woman. And, you know, I'll say this for the people that don't know you yet and that are learning of you, especially through this, because our listeners are growing hand and foot. I'm going to say this on Nikki's behalf so she doesn't have to say it. She's a very busy woman. She's a very driven woman. Her time is precious. So if you're asking for her time, make sure you're listening with the time that she's given, because there are no times to be given away freely. She is an adult woman with a life. So anything that you're doing, asking her to be a part of it, and she says, okay, I'll help, then make sure you're ready for that assistance, because don't waste this woman's time. She's very busy. Okay, now I can go
amazing.
Back,
thank you so much. I appreciate
that's not a problem, because I've seen the passion you give, and we're going to stop the haters before they get started, because, you know, busy people do have a tendency to basically dismiss people that aren't doing good things with their time, and it can be mistaken for being rude.
Very true. Yes, indeed it can. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to come across that way, but yes, unfortunately, sometimes it can.
Yeah, and you know, it's a lot of times it's because people like me don't address those thoughts and ideas before it becomes that. So that, you know, I'm taking that. I'll put that on me, because like you know, how many times have you said, "Well, somebody should have said." Somebody, then I'll be that somebody, and I'll make sure that your time isn't wasted, because for the people that know you, it's much appreciated when you show up, because you show out when you do.
Yeah, certainly.
So now I want to give this time, because like I said, these shows go by really fast. I want you to have the time to. I want you to give a shout out to the people that have been in your corner and basically helped you become the best you that you know how to be.
Am I going to list everyone?
Whoever you feel like listening, because I know there's a laundry list.
There is a lot of people, and you know, I think the first and foremost, my parents. My parents have always been there for me. I'm certainly blessed to have wonderful parents. My sister has always been in my corner for me. My boyfriend's there for me. My clients, which is amazing. I have wonderful clients who basically are my family now, not just friends, but they've become my family. My teacher, Dr. Jack Barnathan, has helped me tremendously. And of course, P4P has helped me a lot. They've always been in my corner. They've always supported me. They've always been there for me. Without them in my corner, I don't think half of the things would be happening right now as far as being able to be at the events and seeing so many people. So those are the top, I'd like to say. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
And thank you for having me on that day. I appreciate it.
You do not have to worry. You are truly a joy and a wonderful person to be around. And honestly, when you look at the unsocial media, it's nice someone that can still be social while upon it. And
yeah,
it's needed. It's very much needed. And I think a lot of times, and, you know, myself included, you know, I was thinking back when my pastor, I would always let him know how much and thankful I was to have him in my life and the fact that he was always there. And I said, I know there were times that I might have abused that privilege, but it was not intentional. Where, you know,
yeah,
where you overlook a person that's
mm-hmm.
basically been there since day one. And I know you're one of those people that's always showing appreciation. And, you know, sometimes it humbles me to be around you because you're so giving, and that's the best thank you anyone can ever get. And, you know, it's for the people that aren't used to it, it can be abused, and it can be mistaken for other things that are around you enough to understand what you're doing. Thank you.
And thank you for the kind words. God, you're going to make me teary-eyed. Stop it.
I can't help but speak like that because it's true appreciation, much love and respect. I say that with the most open heart and the most appreciative mindset because, like I said, it's becoming more rare to see someone that has been through challenges and still
mm-hmm.
found a way and sees a way to make things better.
Thank you. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun for us, too.
It's kind of fun. Okay, so it's a lot of fun.
Yes. It's a joy. And, you know, like I said, because P4P has gathered so many driven, passionate, because I don't want to say like-minded, because everybody's so diverse that it's more, I think we all share that passion, we all share that drive, and we all share that mindset that there has to be a way.
Mm-hmm. And there certainly is a way, and yeah, they found it through us in bringing us all together.
Exactly. And, you know, just the fact that that foundation is so set in stone that you can basically carve whatever you want. I want to make Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay. I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think we are with the people that are being carved out. Because like I said, be real talk, I was thinking it would basically be more for the competitors. And actually, it's more the family members, the friends,
mm-hmm.
and everyone else. So it's a true joy. And I know that with your podcast, it's going to be very similar to where you're just getting messages from people that you would have never dreamed or thought of.
Awesome. I cannot wait to start them. They're going to be so much fun.
It is. Well, Nikki, thanks so much. Any other last words before the show's over?
Not that I can think of right now. I mean, stay tuned, and I'll have my podcast going up soon, and I appreciate you having me on today and coaching me through it. I will say I was nervous, and you're always such a joy to talk to anyway, so you made it a lot more comfortable than I didn't have a panic attack, so thank you.
That's quite all right. Well, Nikki, thank you so much. I'll be chatting with you soon.
Okay,
Real Talk
sounds
Nation.
Good.
Nikki is a joy. If you get to meet her in person, let me tell you, you're truly blessed. And God bless you for listening. And Nikki, thank you so much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Well, we're going to end the show with that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It's a special episode, so feel special that you are here. God bless you, and talk to you later.
Bye.
We are out.